That was Honey by Kara, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And let me just tell you, this is Slime Time Radio Hour. In fact, the last one there ever was. That's right. Welcome to my last show. My name is Janie, and I have, dare I say, a pretty exciting show lined up for you this week. Some pretty good stuff coming up, and if you can believe it, mostly music, right? Call me crazy. I don't know. I thought I'd try something new for the last show. but yeah, we're going to be listening to a lot of music today. Coming up next, we have Tus Ojos by Bellanova. This is a song that my friend Luce introduced me to. Shout out Luce in Georgia. Here we go.
Viento suave, el azul del cielo, al fin lo entiendo.
was Let's Run by Le Tigre. Pretty exciting stuff. Yeah, you might be like, Journey, what have you been up to now that you're just kind of bumming it around post-school? Great question. I've been hanging out crazy amounts. I'm hanging out every day, multiple times a day. I'm seeing everyone. I'm squeezing it all in, all right? My Google Calendar, I won't lie, it's a little bit packed. It's intense. But you know what? We make it happen. We make it happen because I got to see the girls. I got to see the girls before I go. And hey, everyone, you just got to see the girls. So I've been doing that. The weather has been tough as of late. We had that crazy heat wave and now it's freaking chilly out. Okay, I'm not prepared for it to be chilly out. I didn't pack for it to be chilly. And it's like rainy and like I accidentally sent my umbrella home with my parents. So now I have no umbrella. Just kind of winging it, man. It's tough out here. It's a little bit warmer today, though. I heard it's supposed to be warm tomorrow, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm not getting my hopes up, but apparently it's supposed to be 80 degrees. Imagine my surprise when I found out today was Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Crazy. Accidentally put the trash cans out. It's my bad. Got to take them back in, put them out tomorrow. Classic stuff. I'm in this process, this long, awful process of getting rid of my furniture, and it's seeming like I'm gonna have to... It's just, what a concept, throwing out furniture, you know? But it's just, there's such strict laws about putting stuff on the sidewalk that, I don't know, maybe I'll have to move it and put it on a different sidewalk. It's unclear. I'm figuring it out. Shout out to my landlord, George. You know, we're figuring it out together. one song that always makes me, gets me in the mood of feeling ready for goodbyes, or maybe just thinking about them, is Ready for Love by Cascada. So I think we should get into that, shall we?
You took a piece of my heart. I never thought that this could fall apart. You said you fell in love, and this was more than I had ever been. Like a knife, another place, another time, another hand to touch, another sun to shine. You got me deeper than deep, and I'm constantly blind. Another sun to shine. You got me deeper than deep, and I'm constantly blinded. I'm running around, but there's no place to hide. I start to talk in my sleep. Our souls are divided. Why can't they forgive me these demons inside? Deeper than deep, and I'm constantly blinded. My heart starts to shiver, for it was not enough. I start to talk in my sleep, cause our souls are divided. How can it be that you're ready for love?
That was Mr. Mister by Girls' Generation. Such a classic. Really just such good stuff. Yeah, wow. Well, hey, I'm still reveling in it. That's my bad. And you know what? Let's just keep going. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the queue and it just looks really good. So we're just going to keep going. Coming up next, we have Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. I was in the Gong Cha in Davis with a friend yesterday, and this came on, and I can't stop thinking about it. It really is just, it's such a unique song. And then after that, we're going to hit Stereo Love by Edward Maya, another classic. Wow, I'm just excited. Let's just go for it, shall we? The Sweet Escape.
Escape. Cause I've been acting like sour milk, fell on the floor. It's your fault, you didn't shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape and recreate a place in my own world, and I could be your favorite girl forever, perfectly together. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet, I know I've been a real bad girl. I didn't mean for you to get hurt. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
According to the Pentagon, the first 60 days of the 2026 war against Iran cost U.S. taxpayers $25 billion, while the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report American households pay average monthly housing costs of $2,200, including insurance. So that means that the cost of the first 2 months of the Iran war was just about the same as what it takes to pay the rent or the mortgage and insurance for a million American households for an entire year. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from the Department of War, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That was our PSA for the day. And let me tell you, I freaking love Stereo Love. It is, I think, the song I've played the most often on the radio over the course of my radio career. I've played that and Cascada, I think, is really what it comes down to. I'm looking at this playlist and I'm realizing there's no Carly Rae Jepsen on this playlist, which is shocking to me, but it just kind of worked out that way. What can you do? If you're like, hey, you keep talking about Carly Rae Jepsen, I want to get into Carly Rae Jepsen, oh boy, do I have a recommendation for you. You need to sit down and you need to listen to Emotion, the album, from start to finish in a row. You have to listen to it all the way through. I would recommend this if you have recently broken up with someone, if you're planning to break up with someone, if you've ever broken up with someone. I would recommend listening to Emotion front to back. And the first time you listen to it, you're like, oh, this is fun. The second time you listen to it, I need you to tune into those lyrics, okay? Tune into those lyrics and all of a sudden things are going to change. And it's going to be so not funny, but so awesome. Carly Rae Jepsen is maybe a wizard who should be investigated for magic, I think. Speaking of albums that I've been listening to, one album, while I was in my studio grind for thesis, where I really couldn't do anything else, music was a tough one because it was like, I can't listen to everything that I normally listen to because I have so many hours ahead of me to listen to music that I'm just getting sick of what I normally listen to. So I listened to two albums, basically on repeat. They're like EPs too, they're not even full albums. One of them is True by Solange, which is, you know, We're Getting Losing You, Locked in Closets, Bad Girls, all really good. I would really recommend listening to True in order as well. That song, that album is really good. That and Make Me Move by Von D. It's only five songs, which is really unfortunate, but they go together really well. And they really rattle the brain around, which is kind of what you need sometimes when you're 19 hours in, you know. It's tough stuff, but you make it happen. It works out. It's fine. That, and I was listening to a lot of Discovery by Daft Punk. Classic. I'm a Daft Punk truther in a real way. And I think WMFO has really watched me become that. Because I'll tell you what, I wasn't really a Daft Punk truther until this year. My dad is huge on Daft Punk, and he... I remember when I was younger, every time we would get into his silver Camry, he would play the Tron soundtrack, which is, you know what? Yeah. If I had a car, I would also play the Tron soundtrack. My dad is big into Tron. I feel like that's kind of a thing that dads are into. Is it just my dad? I assume that most dads are into Tron. I don't know if that's true. That might just be confirmation bias. But yeah. In the background right now, we're listening to Virtus Quo, a stellar Daft Punk song. I have a playlist of my favorite Daft Punk songs. Right now, it's seven songs long, and Virtus Quo is number six. It's not... Actually, I think it is in order. And you know what? I'm going to reveal this order to you now. Number one, Something About Us. The best song ever. Bold Claims. The second best song ever. Number two, Digital Love. Very good. Number three, Instant Crush. Number four, Face to Face. Very good. Number five, Lose Yourself to the Dance. Number six, Virtus Quo. Number seven, Game of Love. These are all very good songs that I would highly recommend that you listen to. And if you're like, Janie, I want to listen to the playlist that you make for the shows because I'm going to miss Slime Time Radio Hour so freaking much. And you have such good radio show vibes. Well, number one, if you go to the WMFO website, there is a place for the schedule. And if you go into the schedule and you look for the slots that I have my show in, you can find the archive. It only saves 2 weeks of backlogs, but you can download them, I guess, if you're really into the show and keep them. And then if you are like, I don't care about what you're talking about, but I just want to hear the music you're playing, all of the playlists that I make for my show are on my Spotify. And if you're like, Janie, what's your Spotify? What's your Spotify? My Spotify is all one word, all lowercase. I am Super Pickle. And you are not allowed to laugh and you're not allowed to comment because my dad made me that username when I was 13. And it's actually really, if you knew the context, it's actually really sweet. So I don't want to hear it, okay? No heat on my Spotify username, please. But yeah, all the playlists should be on there. I don't know if this is egotistical, but I can't stop listening to the one that I made. Let's see, how long ago did I make this? I don't even know how long ago I made this. Oh, this was end of March. Nothing on but the radio is what it starts with. It's so good. Sometimes I hit gold and I get the curation right. It's not always, but it's sometimes, that's for sure. And speaking of curation, let's get back to it, shall we? We're gonna hit him with Traveling by Utada. Get excited.
Da-da.
That was Making the Most of the Night by Carly Rae Jepsen. I did, in fact, add that because I realized there was no Carly Rae Jepsen. And coming up next, we have a fantastic song called Don't Walk Away by Jade. I've been listening to a lot of R&B, and this is part of that. So I've been doing the radio since my sophomore year. It's been about 3 years of doing WinFo. And let me just say, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to my aunt and uncle. They are my most loyal listeners. They're always on it, and I appreciate them dearly. And also, my uncle is a great contributor to my music taste. So shout out to Uncle Frank and Emo. Thank you so much. And of course, I have so many loyal listeners out there. One of whom is Shannon. Thank you, Shannon, for tuning in. Shannon, hey, I couldn't ask for a better best friend-in-law. You're awesome, girl. And I'm so glad we got to see each other. Let's see, who other listeners? Obviously, thank you to my parents. Thank you to my family. I feel like I'm doing kind of like ending credits sort of vibe. But yeah, it's been so much fun doing the radio, and I really appreciate all my friends who have come on and been on the radio with me. Thank you, guys. I had a lot of fun last summer bringing on my friends. That was really great. Shout out to DJ D and Dance Music Express. It's been great company having him after my show this past semester. And I wish him well on his cruise affairs and such, DJing on boats. Also, shout out to Colin, Soapy Serenades. Great work, my fellow graduate. Man, guys, I'm gonna miss the freaking radio. It's so much fun to talk to a captive audience and make them listen to all the music I want to listen to. We are unfortunately not gonna have enough time to listen to Losing You by Solange, as I desperately wish to. So as homework, go listen to that song after this. What you're hearing right now in the background is Hug My Soul by Saint Etienne. Another great artist. To me, they're like the French version of Club 8, who I also really enjoy, who are like Swedish songwriters, and the album cover is always like a blonde girl in a field. It's awesome. I recommend. Especially for early summer. Not me forgetting the album name. Oop, that's awkward. But Spring Came Rain Fell is a really good album for like late spring, early summer. So I'd highly recommend that. And then if you transition from that into Charm by Claro, fantastic summer rotation. I highly recommend. And then I would say True is like by Solange is like August-ish, like late summer, you know. So you're welcome for just a whole summer of awesome music. But yeah, I have a really good time here. I signed the wall twice because I'm greedy. Sorry. But yeah, I've had a really good time in Paris, guys. No, it's okay. I'm fine. I'm not emo. Oh, thank you to Finn also for getting me that summer access and also my merch. Thank you, Finn. I've been wearing it religiously, representing the station. This morning, I tried to get into the station. My ID didn't work. I had to call and they like opened doors for me like as a secret agent. Like I had a guy in the chair and they were opening the doors for me. Which was both kind of awesome and also depressing because I was like, damn, it really is my last show. They're kicking me out. Shoot. My Charlie card is going to stop working. Guys, it's okay though. I'm going back to New Jersey. And in New Jersey, a summer of rest and relaxation and job applications awaits me. Just what I wanted. Isn't that the best? Isn't that the best combination of things that you could ask for? I agree. But yeah, a lot of my friends are going to be there. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. People keep asking me, Janie, what are your summer plans? What are you doing this summer? Learning how to drive? And you might be like, Janie, you don't know how to drive? You're from New Jersey. Yeah, okay, well, here's what happened. I have my driver's license, okay? I do. It's just that when I got it under near illegal circumstances because, I took the written test and I got this blue card that's like, you took the test, go exchange this for your permit. And then the pandemic hit, so I couldn't go to the DMV and exchange my blue card for my permit. And my dad's kind of a stickler for the rules, so he said no driving without the actual permit. Even though, looking back, those 2 years would have been a perfect time to drive because no one else was driving. However, we did not have the foresight for that, obviously. So then, once we could go back to the DMV, I exchanged it for my permit, but then I was like, I'm leaving for college. So I have to learn how to drive in 2 weeks. It's August, and I leave for school promptly. So I had to learn how to drive in 2 weeks, and let me tell you, it didn't go well. It went very poorly. And then we looked up r/New Jersey easiest DMV, and we drove like an hour to the easiest DMV, apparently, in New Jersey. And they were right, because I got there, and there was like this little like shed on the side of the DMV where they did all the tests. There was like a loop around the shed and everyone's standing in a line around the shed. And I get in the car and the guy gets in the car and he goes, blinkers? I go, hello? And he goes, blinkers? And I go, right. I turn on the blinkers. He goes, okay, make a little loop. I go, make a little loop. First thing, he goes, okay, parallel park. I said, oh, just right in the beginning. Okay, cool. Parallel parking, there's a line of people watching. The spot is big enough for two cars. It's huge. And I'm pulling back. I'm backing up immediately. Bonk, hit a cone. Oh, so what do I do? And he goes, he looks out the window, he sighs. He goes, just pull forward. So I pull forward and he goes, okay, just try again. And he puts his hand on the wheel and is turning it for me. Essentially parks the car for me. And then he goes, okay, pull forward. And then he was like, okay, pull out of the DMV. And I'm like, okay. And I'm pulling out of the DMV. He's make a right. I make a right. And then he guides me into this like housing community where we go in and there's like a median and we're driving in. There's like a little fountain, whatever. And he goes, okay, make a left. I go, there's no left. It's just a street. There's no left. And he goes, oh, right. Okay. Well, usually I like take you all the way in and there's like a cul-de-sac and you gotta go around that. And like, it's like this whole thing, but you can drive, right? And I went, yes. And he went, yeah, okay. Just make a U-turn, head back to the DMV. So I head back to the DMV and my mom is like, OMG, the test was 2 minutes. She failed the test. And I get out of the car and he goes, yeah, just go ahead in there for your license. So I basically was not tested in driving. And so I don't feel super confident driving and I haven't driven since because it feels illegal. So that's my goal for the summer, to learn how to drive. Luckily, I already have a license, so it shouldn't be a problem. But yeah, coming up next, we have a song by Kelly Chen. The English translation is Wind, Flower, Snow, I believe. It's from the song Lost and Found, from the movie Lost and Found. And that movie is freaking fantastic. I would highly recommend that you watch it. It's really great. It's like from the 90s, and it's like two lost souls finding each other. I don't know. I can't describe it without spoiling it, but I would highly recommend. And we're going to listen to this song while you consider watching this movie. So guess who talked too much and overestimated the amount of time she had? That would be me. But again, I would really recommend you watch this movie. It's really, really awesome. It's just such a good movie, and I would really recommend it. And so what I wanted to leave you with was Linger by the Cranberries. And right now, my computer, if you can believe it, is protesting that I win nonetheless. And so I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you so much for listening to Slime Time Radio Hour. Thank you for supporting me in these past 3 years. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Trust Reform Radio. And maybe I'll see you around. Bye.